Welcome to installment 254 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one commandment, positive commandment 194, the commandment of Hashavas Hagzela, returning a stolen object. The Rambam tells us that this law of Hashavas Hagzela, returning a stolen object, is learned from the book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 23. Which states that a thief is required v'heshiv es hagzela asher gozal. He must return the stolen object. That the thief himself, even though he has already done one transgression and violated the prohibition against theft, he still has a positive commandment, a requirement to return the object. Should the object still be in his possession and in its previous state, he is required to return the original object. For example, if he stole a car, he is required to return the car. Let us say, for example, that the object has been lost, or even if it has not been lost, but it has changed its previous from its previous state and can no longer be brought back to this state. For example, someone has taken a wooden table and broken it up into toothpicks, in which case it would be impossible to reinstate the previous table. In any of these cases, the thief is required to return money, the value of the table, at least the value, what it was worth at the time of the theft. Let us say that it is something which can be restored to its previous state. For example, someone stole a hunk of metal and then melted it down into coins, or melted it into a metal ornament, formed it into some sort of figure. In such a case, he returns the object the way it is, since it could be melted down and returned to its previous state. Should it be possible to return the original object, the thief is forbidden from returning only money. Should he still be able to return the object, he is required to do so. There is an additional law, which we mentioned on previous occasions, which relates to this law. Let us say the thief has been confronted and accused of the theft, and he denies having done so, and swears in front of a bezdin, a Jewish court, that he did not steal the object. And later on witnesses come and attest to the fact that he did steal the object. In such a case, the person is not only required to pay the original value, in addition he must add a chemesh, one-fifth of the total amount, or 25% of the value. In addition, as we mentioned previously, he is required to bring a sacrifice, an asham gzeles, a special guilt offering for a thief. In his discussion of the law prohibiting theft, the Rambam quoted the Talmudic tractate Makkos, which informed us that one would not get lashes for stealing, and the reason is that it is a prohibition shenitak la'aseh. It is a prohibition with a positive commandment which can undo the effect of the sin in the first place. So therefore, in the case of theft, although there was a prohibition, we have here the positive commandment which can remedy this prohibition by returning the stolen object. Therefore, it's known as a lav, a prohibition, shenitak la'aseh, with a remedial positive commandment. And therefore, one would not incur lashes for the prohibition because of today's commandment, the positive commandment. The details of this commandment are discussed in the last chapters of the Talmudic tractate Baba Kama. Our sages tell us that if a person has a basket full of sins, only one of them really screams out and cries out to Hashem, demanding revenge. And this one crime which stands out is the crime of theft. Therefore, our sages did many things to make it easier for the thief to do tshuva, to repent, and correct his misdeed. That unlike other sins, which involve only a sin against God, one is one does tshuva and regrets what he did in the past and resolves never to do it again in the future, and that is sufficient. However, in the case of a sin against one's fellow man, one is required to make peace with one's fellow man. And in this case, our sages made certain provisions to ease this process. For example, when someone who is a known thief comes to return a stolen object, our sages tell us not to accept money. If he wants to return the value of the object, our sages say not to accept it from him. The reason is that since he has so many stolen things to return, should he have to return all of the money, he would become destitute, impoverished, and therefore he will never ever do tshuva, and as a result he will continue being a thief. In order to prevent him from remaining a thief, our sages say, allow him to keep the money. Be meichel, forget about this which he owes you, and this will assist him to do tshuva. However, should the person insist and say that even though he is not required in Jewish law to give it, he nevertheless would like to give it in order to satisfy any claim God could have against him, in that case one is allowed to receive it from him. Other provisions were made should the thief be too ashamed to directly return the stolen object. For example, in some cases, he is allowed to return it without knowledge of the one that he stole from. He might be able to put money in the person's wallet, for example. Or, in business transactions, always give back the person extra change, extra money, and thereby gradually repay the value of the theft. Under many conditions, this could be allowed. However, the requirement to return money always remains, even should the person who was robbed should die. Nevertheless, the thief is required to return the money or the object to his children who inherit the estate. Let us say a person stole from a large number of people and is unable even to identify the people he stole from. An example given in the Shulchan Aruch is a person who was a tax collector, and he had to give a certain amount of tax totally from all the people in the city to the king. And this person would give favorable treatment to his relatives and friends. And the rest of the money had to be made up, of course, by those people who were not his relatives and not his friends. This person, the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, is a gazlan mamish, is an outright thief, and how's the law of the thief? Later on, should he want to do tshuva, what can he do? He can no longer even find all of the people who he stole from, and cannot even determine how much money he owes them. What should he do? The law is that he should engage in sarche rabim, in donating money towards things which the entire community will be able to use, such as digging wells, which will provide water for the entire city. This, however, does not completely remedy the situation. Any people that he recognizes and knows that he specifically owes them money, he must return it to them directly, and it is not enough to return it to them indirectly by allowing them to have benefit from these communal gifts which he has bestowed upon the entire community. The reason for this mitzvah is apparently very obvious, as the commentaries tell us that in order for society to exist and human beings to exist peacefully with each other, there must be righteousness and justice, and when something is stolen, it must be returned, and this way people will not bear grudges and will remain peaceful with one another. However, it is explained that this process itself, the desire that Jews are at peace among each other, itself has a higher purpose. As we mention in the Shemona Esrei, Barchenu Avinu Kulonu Ke'echad Ba'or Panecha, that God, you should bless us when we are all together with the light of your countenance. And as the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, that when will Borcheinu Avinu, when does our Father in Heaven bless us? When Kulanu Ke'echad, when we are all together, we become fitting for God's blessings to come upon us. As the example is often given of two children that make their parents happy most when they are at peace with one another. And the parents, when they see the children peacefully helping and playing with one another and loving one another, then the parents bestow upon them all sorts of gifts. And so too, when the Jewish people are at shalom and have peace with one another, then we merit our blessings from heaven, Avinu Shebashamayim, from our Father in Heaven, and He brings peace with all blessings upon us.